At a bar last night, a great big woman was doing a dance on a table. Really big woman. And I said, good legs. She giggled and said, do you really think so? And I said, I certainly do. Most tables' legs would have collapsed by now. 6 stitches and a black eye. Hey, I am a liberal because I deserve the fruits of your labor. You got that? I am not me. He is a liberal because he deserves the fruits of my labor. Pretty much how it works. The Emmys were recently held on television, and I went and I threw up in the corner like I always do, and I couldn't even stand it. Those people, and soon the Academy Awards will also happen, and almost all the seats are full of rich socialists, and let's all be equal as long as I have more, and it always infuriates me, and they always got to get up there and talk about politics, and President Trump in particular, and God put them on earth to entertain us. So that's all they should do, just saying. Now, this is something you really need to know, right? This is a fact check, sort of. 3.4 million chickens and 5,500 hogs were killed in the flooding from Florence and North Carolina rivers, and you need to know that. They were being raised for market, now they're dead. That is a tragedy, something you don't think about. We hear in the news about the people and the dollar values and so on. I mean, here's these poor animals, and they did everything they could to get them out. So this isn't a bad thing that humans did. On the contrary, they saved millions and millions of animals, with 3.5 million chickens dying. That's a big deal. Visible minorities in Canada made up, in the regular forces, I'm now talking the military in Canada, made up 7.2%. The target, though, is 11.8%. They target things in Canada, particularly about colors and things. They don't care if you're qualified for anything. You got to be, it's gender and what bathroom you use and what color you are. The 2026 target for Indian Canadians is 3.5%. And they go out and recruit them and give them special deals and say, hey, we haven't met our quota yet.
I don't want to go into the army.
And well, come on, we'll give you special things. We'll give you hugs on Tuesday and so on. And then you can come, okay, because you're an Indian. We need more colors, right? Doesn't matter. You can fire a gun and protect your homeland. Bizarre stuff. The People's Party of Canada. Maxime Bernier. I like what you're doing, Max. I'm getting used to it, but at first I thought it was something like China, People's Republic of China. But it's growing on me. And so many people have said to me, hey, the Conservative Party won't win now because of Maxine. Maxine, I want you to know that I think they're not going to win anyway. I mean, Trudeau's doing a good job to lose, but the polls continually show that he can't do any harm. People like him. We can't try to understand that because, of course, it doesn't make any sense. But it's happening all of the time. And so I don't think that they're going to win anyway, the Conservatives. So y'all got nothing to lose. To get in there and save our country. Get a van on that. Now, speaking about our country, that'd be Canada. Here's an Ontario judge recently. Now, let's talk about guns, okay? If I go, I'm a licensed gun owner in Canada. Use me as an example. If I go on a hike and there's 50 bear droppings, so I get scared. I go home and I take a gun and I load it and I put it in my backpack and I then go back hunting again. I'm licensed and I'm way out in the middle of nowhere and I'm good, right? If I got caught, I'd get, I think it's 5 years in prison automatically. Certainly 3. If I smile nice, maybe 3. And if I smile poorly, 5. And that's that. You got that? Okay. Now, swing over here to Ontario. Here's a boy. He was black, and is black. And he was caught after a home invasion, and he had a loaded gun, and the police caught him and 3 other of his accomplices, I guess, and bad guys. And the judge said this. He used a whole bunch of interesting verbiage. This gun tragedy, with regards to it, my role is to give expression to that fear. Reason must control emotion and sentencing because, you know, the system is outrageous and it must be about the offender, not about the law. He kind of lost me on that one, but that is what he says. And then he goes on to say that Black Canadian experiences are rooted in slavery and segregation. Firstly, I don't think that there is ever that in Canada, certainly not that I'm aware of. I don't think there's any slavery. I think that's just stupid talk. And even if there was, good bloody grief, that's hundreds of years ago. But this is a judge talking about this. And that means that there's systematic racism that brings negative treatment by schools, services, government institutions, and police. And he goes on to say the conclusion is inescapable. Young Black Canadians who view the system as unjust believe that they should not abide by rules. And his mother and father came from Jamaica. His father died. His upbringing was influenced by the streets. And he found life in Canada challenging. He didn't graduate from high school. And I can understand, again, this is a judge. I can understand a man of your background, and because you're black, and you have trauma because of the way you were raised, that you were influenced by others, and I get it, that you would think that you should have a gun, an illegal gun, okay? So the young man who makes a choice to pick up a loaded illegal handgun, this again, still the judge talking here, is likely to be a product of oppression, despair, and disadvantage. So the judge gave him a 15-month sentence minus 3 months for some charter violation thing. So he ended up with 12 months, 1 year in jail. And he says, the judge, I take racial circumstances of a black man into account. There you have it. How y'all feeling about that? White guy, back to him, grade 8, father died, same story, out with a bear, legal, 3, maybe 5 years in jail. Guy that's robbing somebody's house, 1 year in jail, but he's black. Is there any racism going on here? Yeah, there is. It's to me, because of my color. This is wrong. We need new government in Canada. Max, where are you? When? Somebody talk and fix this mess. Y'all come back. See ya.